Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe and opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai concluded their meeting today with differences remaining over the finance and home affairs ministries. Today's meeting was set to try to break a deadlock over cabinet posts threatening a crucial power-sharing deal. Spokesperson for London's Zimbabwe Vigil, Dennis Benton, says that despite the agreement to split power between the leaders, Mugabe is refusing to hand over control.
Mugabe is holding on to the important cabinet posts, such as defense, foreign affairs, information, local government. It had been assumed that he might concede the finance ministry because it's quite clear that there'll be no foreign aid going into Zimbabwe until they're clean hands on the money supply. That still might happen. The real sticking point is the Home Affairs Ministry, which is in control of the police. Tsvangirai must hold out for the Home Affairs Ministry. Otherwise, the agreement will be rejected by the Western countries to whom Zimbabweans will be looking for aid and investment to draw them out of an unparalleled economic collapse, which is worsening every day, with inflation estimated by an American academic as now running in the billions.